The leader of the Green Party, Martin Bursík, can breathe a sigh of relief after his convincing victory in this weekend's leadership contest. The party's annual congress was moved forward by Mr. Bursík to confront a rebellious faction in his party, which accuses him of straying from the party's roots. Chief among these opponents is Dana Kuchtová, a party insider vying for the top post, and two Green MPs. Martin Bursík secured 227 out of 349 votes in the first round, thus putting an end, for now at least, to the questions over his future. Dominic Yoon spoke to political commentator Jan Urban for his take on the weekend's events and began by asking him what Mr. Bursík's victory means, not just for the party, but also the fragile governing coalition.
It's good news for the government. The question is for how long, because as much as Martin Bursík has won definitive victory over his opponents, it remains to be seen whether he will not at the end lose one or two of his MPs. In that case, that could become very difficult even for the government, not only for Mr. Bursík.
People are saying, yes, he's won this leadership contest, but on the other hand, the party is in fact still very divided. Is that true?
The Greens all over Europe, it's always a combination of this NGO activist mentality and party politics. So there is nothing new in this, even for the Czech Greens. But what is really surprising is how definite and clear victory for Bursík.
So is his position strengthened, or is it still weakened by knowing that there is a faction within the party that would like to get rid of him?
Within the party, he has won. His opposition is reviewing its chances. It may happen that some splinter group will simply walk out, but the eyes of political analysts are now on the two female MPs of the Green Party who are representatives of this splinter tendency, and if they walk out, that would really create difficulties for the entire government.
And the fact that the Green Party is in a coalition with a right-of-centre government that's supporting, say, the US missile defence plan and things like this, is this what's causing the kind of internal tensions within the party?
It's only one of many reasons. Great part of it is personal. Great part of it is that the number of seats in the government took everybody by surprise, and too many people in the Green Party leadership thought that they should be on top. So I think it's a classical Green politics middle age crisis.
What's the sort of general view about Mr. Bursík's leadership?
His decision to call this early party congress proved to be a very witty move. Second, the decisive victory proved that he is in control and that his opponents have simply overestimated their strength. And third, I think that he proved to be a very skilled politician and manipulator, both internally within his party and within the government. A year ago, nobody would have believed that the right-wing ODS party that is leading the government coalition would make so many green moves, so to say, and that the Green Party will be able to move the government in their direction to such a distance.
Journalist Jan Urban speaking there to Dominic.